Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's so good to be with you today as we continue along in the gospel story. Today we're in Mark chapter 9, beginning in verse number 33. We read, "And when they had came into Capernaum," you know, of course, as we mentioned earlier, this is really was the headquarters in the Galilee area during Jesus' public ministry. "And being in the house, he asked them," being his disciples, "what were you arguing amongst yourself on the way?" And so while they were coming down, it appears that they had a big argument. Coming back from Caesarea, it's probably some 50, 60 miles. And remember, they're going along on foot. And so his disciples were in this argument. And when they came into the house, Jesus said, "What are you guys arguing about?" Verse 34, we read, "But they held their peace, for in the way that they were arguing amongst themselves, who would be the greatest?" Now you imagine, here's Jesus talking about, "I'm going to go and die," as we saw yesterday. "And I'm going to rise again." And they don't understand it yet. Of course they don't. And so they're arguing, "Who's going to be the greatest? I'm going to be the greatest. No, I'm going to be the greatest. Look at the way he looks at me. He trusts me. Don't you realize that he's really looking to be the greatest?" I think it's interesting. They're still thinking that he's going to set up a kingdom right here on earth. I believe that they've thought that Jesus was going to overthrow the Roman Empire, the Roman government that had a stranglehold on them. And they just didn't understand. No wonder he said to the two disciples on the road of Emmaus, "O foolish and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets had said." They were so caught up into the day's thinking and today's world, what was going on around them, they had discounted what the scriptures had to say. And we need to be careful about that. You know, we get so caught up in today's politics and today's government, and not only on a city level, state level and national, and what's happening in the world. And we a lot of times use that to kind of shape our thinking. We'd be better off if we would rely upon God's word and allow that to shape our thinking. In verse 35, "So he sat down and he called the 12 and he said, 'If any of you desire to be first, the same shall be last of all and the servant of all.' And he took a child and he sat the child in the midst of them. And when he had taken him in his arms, he said unto them," and so here's this picture, as they're in this home, and there was this child there, and he took this little child into his arm, and he said unto them in verse 37, "Whosoever shall receive one as such a child in my name, receive me. And whosoever receives me, receives not me, but the one who sent me." The ministry to the child is so important. You know, a lot of times, we think ministry is so important where we're the one, rather than looking at ministering unto the needs of even a child. Jesus said to them, "Take a child, minister to the child, and receiving a little child in my name, you receive in me, and receiving me, you receive in the Father." They were looking for greatness for themselves. And Jesus said, "The path to greatness is the path of service." Let me say that again. The way the gospel teaches us, the way Jesus set example for us to follow, and us being his disciples, he was saying the path of greatness is the path of service. If you want to be great in the kingdom of God, then become the servant of all. The night in which he was betrayed, when he took the towel, you remember that? And he went around and washed their feet. And he said, "Do you see what I've done?" And they said, "Oh yeah, Lord, we see. You call me Lord and Master, and that's correct, I am. But if I'm being your Lord and Master and wash your feet, then you ought to wash one another's feet." The place of service is serving one another. You want to be great in God's kingdom? Then be a servant. Verse 38, we read, "And John answered him, saying, Master, we saw one casting out devils in your name, and he didn't follow us, and we forbade him because he didn't follow us. John's trying to start a denomination, it sounds like. Isn't that so sad? He didn't follow us. I suppose he was expecting Jesus to say, good boy, John. They're still vying for greatness. They're kind of looking for their corner in the kingdom. I remember a man that had great influence on my life, Pastor Romaine. He would sometimes scold the assistant pastors or leaders he would come in contact with. He would just simply says, make sure you're not building your own kingdom. He would ask that, are you kingdom building right now, or are you building his kingdom? I think that's a fair question. That we're careful, that we make sure that we're doing the things that are blessing God and doing the things that are right before him. You know, and Jesus said, forbid him not. For there is no man which shall do a miracle in my name that can lightly speak evil of me. Notice, people were discovering the power in the name of Jesus. Here's a man, though he wasn't a follower with the disciples, he wasn't in the inner group, the inner 12, yet he was casting out demons in the name of Jesus, discovering the power in the name. Oh, the name of Jesus. And no man which shall do a miracle in my name, he said, can really speak evil of. I think it's careful that we don't throw stones at other ministers who are proclaiming the name of Jesus. They might do things a little different than I would. They might even, you know, sing different than I do, probably better. But if they're ministering the gospel of Jesus Christ, I should rejoice the fact that I should be glad that they're doing this. And Jesus goes on in verse 40, and he says, for he that is not against us is our part. Or whosoever shall give you to you a cup of water to drink in my name, because you belong to the Messiah, verily or truly I say to you, he will not lose his reward. So again, the idea of service. Just give a cup of water in the name of the Lord. Isn't that a blessing? You know, in God's kingdom, the one that's given that cup of water in the name of the Lord is just important as when I get up in front of the pulpit and speak, because we're all part of his body and we should consider one another. And so whosoever shall offend one of these little ones, he picks that up again in verse 42. That child's still sitting there, of course. He's probably still holding the child in his lap. And I love the way children were attracted to Jesus, and he was holding this little child in his lap. Who shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me? Well, we're going to pick this up tomorrow. But I think what we're getting out of here, how Jesus was really set the example for us in servanthood. Remember what he said about himself. I came not to be ministered unto, but to minister. And we too, because the reason why we could say that is because God so richly blessed us. We can never ever outgive God in our service. That God in tell will return unto us meaningful blessings upon us. God's not a debtor to any one man. And as we serve from our heart and minister, and as we give of our time and our energies, our resources and everything, don't you believe that God won't in turn bless you for that? Maybe we would learn from this lesson, rather than trying to build a kingdom in this world, that we would seek to build and work for the kingdom of God. And so until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647. May God richly bless you.